watch and get some idea of where we're at in this thing. You know, I might get a little sidetracked from time to time. The book of Joshua, and this is, you guys, I like to have a good time. I like to make jokes, you know all that. But I'm actually going to tell you something that's going to scare, it's going to terrify some of you. I was writing this out into point that I want to make sure I hit today. And I only came up with, let's see, 4 plus 9, it's 13. I've only got 13 points. So, oh, people are shaking their head in the back. It's okay. Okay. I can turn up the speed limit and not have to rest on each one. So it's okay. We'll be done here by 4 or 5 o'clock. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Okay. So as we look at, and the first part is just a review, guys, because some of you, this is the first of the year, first month of the year. This is not, I'm not talking about doing New Year's resolutions, or as somebody say, it's a New Year revolution. But I could use my preacher voice when I say it like that. Praise God. Anyway, so yeah, I've been practicing. So anyway, so what's this, guys? It says this. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over the Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. Now, guys, there's a type and a shadow here that we haven't gone over in this time around. But I want you to see this type and a shadow. Some people don't know what that means, okay? Type and a shadow means that essentially there are pictures throughout the Old Testament that are pictures of God's plan and how God works, okay? It's a shadow. When you see my shadow on the ground, the sun's just right, it's not me, is it? But it's an image. It shows you kind of what my shape is. This will show us something if you will be willing to open your mind a little bit and look at this. The shadow, the type is this. Remember, Abraham is standing there with God many, many years before this. And he receives something we call the law, right? And that law is represented by Moses. And Moses gets right to the edge, because he could not keep the law perfectly. Remember, he struck the rock instead of saying that, you know, he was not perfect. Are y'all perfect?
No.
Okay, good. I mean, good. This is the right congregation. I was making sure. Okay. Because, you know, there's pretty church is that everybody's perfect. You know, we're just, everything's great. Praise God. Anyway, but here's the deal. Literally, Moses could not do it. He never went into the promised land in his body. Now, he was there in the spirit later. We'll talk about that 6 months from now, whatever. But literally, guys, he died on this side of the Jordan. He did not go into the promised land. What I want to tell you about that is this. You follow the Bible as close as you can. You pray for help, you read the Bible, you do that, seriously, eat right, okay? Live right, exercise, be good to one another, plant seeds of rightness. You see what I'm saying? Take care of yourself, love others, do everything you can do, but there are people that do not recognize Christ at all that are way more disciplined than people who do. And they don't even know Jesus. They don't even know, but they're in good physical shape. They might live to be 127, but what's gonna happen after that, okay? But this is my question. See this, that the law can only take you so far. Because legalism, I know all about it. I can talk to you about it later if you want to. Okay, I can pick out what you're doing wrong. I can just tell you right off the top. Okay, especially the back row. Anyway, not kidding. Just kidding. Okay. Maybe the back row. We got two, but we got three back rows. Anyway. So, but the point being is this. You can only go so far. But then, look at this. The word Moses means brought up out of the water. Out of the water. Okay. Then you get to this guy that was Moses' assistant 40 years. Joshua. You know what the Greek word for Joshua is Yeshua. Excuse me. Jesus, as we translate it, Jesus. And so it couldn't be much clearer if you want to look at it. Jesus takes us into the promised land. Are you with me? Because we're going to be talking about some things he's telling them to do, but this is with Jesus. These aren't rules that you do this and yeah, now I'm good and I was bad. No, what we're going to be talking about, these are encouragements. So guys, watch this. If you want to be successful in being the man, being the woman, being the person, fulfilling your destiny here, he has a path for you to go into your promised land. Heaven's paid for by the blood of Jesus. Accept him, follow him, and you can be a rotten Christian and still have a better eternity than a good sinner. You go, what? Yeah. The good sinner might live longer here on earth. No, I'm dead serious. Okay. Some of y'all don't like that. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Bless you. All right. But this is what he says. He says, first thing he goes is this. He says, go and cross the Jordan. Some of us have been sitting on this side of whatever God's called us to do for many years. We've just been sitting there because you know what? I'm not good enough. I've made a mistake here, or I'm not sure about this. I don't know how I'll take care of this. I don't know what I'll do about this. I don't know. But we're sitting there, and you can think yourself to death. I'm all about thinking before you take an action, okay? But you can, what it does is it turns into fear, then it turns into procrastination, then it all marinates there and makes just a messy little soup of, it turns into glue and sticks you there. Does that make sense? Okay. So I have a word for you. Really? One, point number one, you already heard the first part. Get on your mark, get set. And now I'm saying, go and do what God's called you to do. Be the man, be the woman God's called you to be. Okay, so this word Jordan, okay, one side of it is the wilderness where you've been, some of us have been wandering for a while. On the other side of the Jordan is what he has promised you. Now, I wish all they had to do was put on their waders and go across there, and then all of a sudden, this light shined from heaven and everything, then it was time to rest. No, it was taken. Remember what it says? Every place their foot went. And what that represents is the battle that was at that place. Battling your pride, battling your greed, battling your this, battling your lazy, battling your whatever, okay. So here's the deal. 40 years before that, and I studied this again to make sure, 40 years, 40 and a little change probably, before that, they had started a 2-week trip. Anybody else ever get distracted? Not me. Squirrel. Okay. Murder sickle. Okay. Hot rod. Watch. Okay. Gun. Okay. I'm never distracted. Okay. But here's the deal, guys. Watch this. Here's the deal. It's been 40 years, but we've learned a lot. They learned a lot. But that generation had to pass on. They had to have a new way of thinking. Are you willing to accept a new way of thinking? Because the old way says we know everything. If it's not our way, it's the highway. The new way of thinking is, you know what? Lead me step by step, Lord. Because he may be taking you to a place that you didn't know there even was. So Where you go, I will give it to you. That's what he says. Go. Okay. Now, number three is we've talked about this before. I will empower you. Look at what it says here. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and good courage, for this people you shall divide to inheritance of the land I swore to their fathers. Be strong and courageous. And look what it says. I will empower you. Some of us say, you know, I just can't do it. And I literally, some people say, well, you know, yeah, you know, you can do it. You just got to try harder. I have a little different take on that. I think that God literally, where I am weak, he is strong. And literally, as I'm willing to take the steps that he's called me to take, he then empowers me to do that. And it's just like manna. I got enough for that day. I ain't worried about tomorrow. If I gather it all up, it'll just rot between now and there anyway. I just do it for that day. And God's called us to look at these concepts. And here's the deal. The next one is be strong and discipline yourself to follow the Lord. We're studying that on Wednesday nights. I'm going to purposely shut my mouth right there or I'll get all into Wednesday night again. But here's what I want to do is I want us to understand that the root word of disciple is discipline. It comes from the same word. So let's discipline ourselves. Let's choose to follow him. Let's choose to read the Bible. Let's choose to pray. Let's choose to be good to others. Let's choose to say no to our flesh, okay? And he says he will empower us, but in the midst of that, be strong. And here's the deal. The next one he talks about is the same thing. You know, he talks about be courageous and be strong enough to literally continue to meditate on the word of God. And I can't tell you, it scares some people when we start talking about to, you know, let God speak to you scriptures and speak those over your life and all that. Says, oh, you're Bruce, you're naming it and claiming it and all that. No, this, let me tell you, I know what naming and claiming is. I've already been there. Okay. It's, you know, I got t-shirts that size. Okay. But I don't remember exactly what size that was. But anyway, but the point being is I'm not going to go out there to my, I'm trying to think what year my truck is, but there ain't no rust on it, praise the Lord. I used to gripe about that every week. Okay, but the one I'm driving now has no rust on it. I'm not going to put me a picture of a brand new something or other over the rearview mirror and look at it and say, I speak to you, truck, you're going to become a... No, you know, I'm going to drive that. I'm going to pray that God can help me keep it running and do what I'm supposed to do with it. You know what I mean? Because it ain't about me. Now, what I have been doing... What I have been doing since 1995 is looking at the map and crying out to God for this region, because that's not for me. That's not a truck. Those are souls. Those are people's families. It's dope as eat up their whole family that sin and the wages of sin is death, and it's because as I begin to go into the people's houses and see the way that they had to live and still do, regularly with my other job, I've been praying for this reason. And guess what? God's done some things. And I hope everybody else is too, is praying. So if you want to call that name and claim it, I would call that interceding and crying out for God to do something here. And he has, and he will. And there's a lot of folks coming up that have that same burden. So here's the deal. Be strong. Be of good courage. It's your choice whether you're going to be strong or not. It's your decision whether you're going to have good courage. You said, Bruce, but I got fear. Well, the opposite fear is not an emotion. The opposite fear is action. Get up and get after it. We have two sets of people in this world. You have the airborne that strap on their parachute, get in an airplane. They go over and they jump out and pull the ripcord. And you have the chairborne, the ones that sit in the chair and polish their jump boots and talk about, ain't this something, and argue over the pros and cons of zip-ups versus lace-ups, okay? I don't want to be part of the chairborne. I want to be airborne. I want to get out there and do what God's called us to do. So here's the deal. As we look at this situation that they're in, there's the tribes that he has called, okay? It's skip down to 12, we're in Joshua 1 and 12. And to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua spoke, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God has given you rest and has given you this land. And he's talking about on this other side of the Jordan. Okay? It's literally on the side that they're on right now. They've been staying there until they cross. Okay? And he says this. He says, your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall remain on the land on this side, but you shall pass before your brethren, armed all your mighty men of valor, and help them until the Lord has given your brethren rest. He has given you, and they which take possession of the land which the Lord your God has given them, and you shall return to the land of possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave to you on this side of the Jordan toward the sunrise. So it would be toward the east of the Jordan. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that you command us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. When I read this again, when I studied this again, I'm going to tell you something. I like to holler. I did not holler. I didn't want to scare anybody. But I want to tell you, do you know what he's saying in the scripture? Do you know what the type and the shadow of this is? Is it when the church down the road needs something that we're there for? That when our brothers over here need something, you guys have proved that over and over. I mean, you know, Pastor Jeremiah, we are helping him. I don't know that any of you guys, well, maybe some of you, have any kin folks over there where he's at. But in South Africa, and he's also Zulu, thank you. He's also Zulu, which I think is very cool. I saw that movie. But anyway, the point being is we help them. And they're on the other side of the ocean from us, okay? And I am bragging on y'all a little bit. But the point I'm saying is that's what he's telling us to do, that as we plant those seeds there with Pastor Jeremiah, as we do that, what we are doing is we are literally working for something way larger than ourselves. As we talk to our neighbors, as we love our neighbors, as we help them, we're doing the same thing. Okay. But these guys had to make a choice. This is not gonna affect us directly, but guess what? They chose to fight for him anyway. Do y'all see that? And he's calling us to do the same thing, okay? And be courageous. Prepare yourselves. No matter which tribe you are, help each other. And don't be surprised to where God goes before you. So verse 14, literally, let's see, verse 14. We already covered that. Okay, don't be surprised when God goes before you as you cross this land, as you do that. They sent a couple over before, and remember when he showed up that in 24, they came back from the whole, we talked about, Rahab and all that last week, but watch this, guys. They're describing to Joshua. He says, truly the Lord has delivered all the land in our hands, for indeed the inhabitants of this country are faint-hearted because of us. God goes before us. Some of us, we always put God in the same dimension that we live in, which is a mistake. You know, he is already at tomorrow. We don't have to worry about tomorrow. God's already there. He's already 20 years ahead of us. He's already, and guess what? And when one of my teachers years ago explained this to me, my head went to tilt because I was just like, I just don't see how that's possible. And he said, well, because it's God. Okay, you realize he is still 20 years back. He's still there. You go, what? There is no, time is something that we live in. Okay, and I'm not gonna go down that path because it could. That's another distraction. But the point being is, guys, you don't have to worry about your past. Once you repent, once you call on the name of the Lord, yeah, are there things we drag around maybe, but here's the deal. God's taking care of your past because he can do that because he's God and you're not, okay? So here's the deal. That I love that verse 24. It says, when the country are faint-hearted because of us. So now that was just a quick review. Just a quick review, okay? So let's go to chapter 3. Then Joshua rose early in the morning and set out from the Arcadia Grove and came to Jordan, and him and all the children of Israel lodged there before they cross over. So it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the priests and the Levites bearing it, you shall set out from your place and go after it. So when God moves, it's time to go. And for some of you, God's speaking to you today and saying, hey, God's moving. It's time to go. Yet there shall be a space between you and about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it that you may know the way which you may go. In other words, you want to stay back so you can watch and you can see, be patient, okay? Because you've not passed this way before. And guys, I want to tell you something. Salvation is not new. But the way that God reaches people today, can you imagine? I think last week we had a total 700 people watching the live stream throughout the week. I don't mean live, but and here's the deal, guys, and that's not counting the ones that go to YouTube later when it's posted there. And you go, see, that's a different, can you imagine my dad when he had the little church in South Arkansas and I mean, 700 people. See, God's doing something different. And here's the deal, everybody needs to be part of a body, but here's the deal. I'm that number on several other teachers because I'm following and listen and podcasts and okay, anyway, because I need to be fed just like you need to be fed. And so, but here's the deal. You've not passed this way before. And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wondrous things among us. And here's the deal. There's never been a time in my life that I did not fast, that God did not maybe grind. I'm not going to make that grinding noise again or that sanding noise. Yeah, there I did it. I did it right after I said I wasn't going to do it. I didn't do it loud, though. I didn't do it as bad as I did last week. So there's never been a time in my life when I've said, you know what? I'm going to fast this. It's not always food. Sometimes it's food. Sometimes it's entertainment. Sometimes it's, you know, something. And take that time that I would normally do that and pray and seek him. There's not been one time that he has not shined a light on an area of my life that needed to be dealt with. And there's not ever been a time that was not an encouragement for me. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about condemnation. I'm talking about we haven't been this way before, so we need to know how to meander this, okay? So fast, pray, study, seek the kingdom of God first. So watch this. He says, stay behind that. And here's the deal. Always remember that when God calls you to something, that doesn't mean it's going to be a peaceable thing, but you will have a know that you know in your heart. I can't tell you how many times I've argued with God. There was something several years ago, and I had to actually talk to somebody about this because it bothered me to the point I didn't understand why it would bother me like this. God told me to do something. He told me to do something. And I remember sitting in my truck and literally the fear just coming up inside of me, something I hadn't felt in years, because it was a step. And, you know, just like you, I want to look good. I want to be successful. I want to, all those things. But I knew God was telling me that. I'm like, God, are you sure? Are you sure you're sure? Are you absolutely positive that you're sure you're sure? Are you positive that you're positive that you're sure you're sure? And here's the deal. I did it. And I'm going to tell you something. It has had wonderful fruit. When I say I can't even, it's had financial fruit. It's had spiritual fruit. It's just the fruit has been wonderful from it. And here's the deal, guys. I'm still picking fruit from that, if that makes any sense. But I was scared to death. But it's almost like jumping off the cliff, and you know there's water down there, you know it's deep enough, but Lord, what about that long distance in between? And here's the deal. Once I got in the water, I was fine. And by the way, this was not a cliff. Okay, so it's just a allegorical story. Okay, so follow his presence, follow the peace. And this is the last thing I'm going to say about this. Oh, that's not too bad. Okay, this is the last thing I'm going to say about what he says here is this. He says, and I will, we're in 3 and 7. And the Lord said to Joshua, this day I will begin to magnify you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And here's what happened. When the soles of the feet, this is a common theme in Scripture. When the soles of the feet of the priests, as they're walking toward, think about it. The water looked exactly the same when they were from here to that door. So which would be 30 feet or whatever. 30 feet out, the water did not do anything. 20 feet out, the river was just as rushing, just as still. 10 feet, they're carrying the box, the ark, and which is the presence of the Lord. When they came over the top and saw it, the water didn't stand up and you know, get ready for them and say, yeah, it's going to be fine. No. They had to literally keep going forward, the river doing exactly what it was doing. But then when the soles of their feet hit that river, it stood up and stopped flowing and gave them a way to cross the river. That's faith, is taking that step when everything looks the same. That's faith, okay? And after they did that, then everybody walked across on dry land. Okay, but what if they had got 5 foot out and said, well, Bruce, it ain't looking real good here. I'm going to tell you right now, it looks like to me this is going to be a mess. You're going to look stupid. You know how many times that's happened to me? Bunch of times. You know everybody's going to talk about you if this don't work out. Well, give them something to talk about. You know what I mean? They're going to talk anyway. So as they walked, that water did not move. I don't know if a fish jumped or something. I mean, I wasn't there. But all I'm saying is, when their feet hit that, was God faithful? Yes. Is God faithful in your life now? Yes. I'm going to tell you something. We miss out on some gifts, some blessings of God because of our fear, because of our legalism, because of our whatever. And I'm going to tell you something. God has a plan. He has a promise for you. We know heaven's our final resting place. Our final, I don't know that we're going to be resting. I think we're probably going to be working. But anyway, the point being is this. They did that. They were obedient, and the waters came down from upstream, stood still, and rose on a heap. And the waters that went down to the sea were cut off, and the people crossed over opposite of where? Jericho. Guess what? If they hadn't have taken that step in faith, they wouldn't have been lined up to take the next step in faith. And we're going to talk about Jericho in the next few weeks. And I'm going to tell you something. Some time back, how's that? I was in a different place, talking to some different people. And the Lord whispered something to me, and I'm like, oh no. Oh no. I'm tired of looking stupid. I'm tired of it. And I thought, you know what? Let's give him something to talk about. And I asked everybody there to stand up. And I said, form a circle around this building inside the room. And I said, some of you have been fighting against things in your life for years. And you're still fighting. You're still struggling. Those walls are staying straight up. Okay. I said, but sometimes we have to do, if you want something different in your life, you're going to have to do something different than you've ever done before. I said, we're going to do something we used to do when I was a kid. We're going to do it. We call it a Jericho March. And they're like a go to the new gate. You know, it's like, what? I said, yeah. And they all lined up, and we went around and began to sing and cry out to God. And I'm going to tell you something. We broke some walls and some lives. We being the Holy Spirit, and the only we was obedient to stick our feet in there. And some things were broken. And you go, Bruce, what does that mean? Well, if nothing else was broken, I realized that, you know what, it's better to be obedient and to God and look stupid than be disobedient and fail. Amen. And I don't mean, because nobody else knew that I was even thinking about that. But the bottom line is this, guys. Are you willing to do something that you've not done before? If you are, then pray and tell God, and, you know, read the Bible. There were some men and women of God that had to do some odd things. There's one prophet that walked around with his hind end showing for a while. But please don't, if that's you, please don't come back over here. Okay? So yeah, do that uptown. Let the police handle it or whatever. So anyway, but I'm just encouraging you guys to be obedient, to call on the name of the Lord. His Holy Ghost will speak to you through the word. And every generation will have to make a choice of what they do. Are they going to just do their own thing, or are they going to follow God? And after 40 years of the wilderness, these guys, after seeing all their parents die, except for the two people, the two leaders that said, you know, Caleb and Joshua, everybody else had died. And this may be a new spiritual generation, so be willing to do what God's calling you to do. And you say, Bruce, that sounds stupid. Well, hey, leaving heaven and coming here and letting them beat you, falsely accuse you, shame you, and then nail you to a cross, and literally giving up your spirit and dying sounds stupid. Unless you see the big picture, which was him paying the price, telatesti, it is paid for me. I appreciate him being willing to be shamed and look stupid. People laughing at him, mocking him. I appreciate it deeply, because without that, I would be damned. And that's the right way to say that. Okay, not a cuss word. So, Father, I thank you so much for these folks. And God, we're about to cross the river. And as we cross the river, Lord, as we choose, as the presence of the Lord goes by, Lord, let us stay back a little bit and just follow the presence of the Lord, because we've not been this way before. And that, Lord, that we believe what you said, that you've given it to us. You've given us the city. You've given us this region. You've given us, Lord, the calling on our life. And let us be the men and women you've called us to be. We don't want to rush it, but we don't want to delay it. And Father, anybody who's watching this morning, who's here, that needs something from you, Lord, we're just going to pause a minute and call on the name of the Lord. Lord, those who are sick, those who are discouraged, those who are financially struggling, those who need jobs, those who are dealing with addiction, dealing with problems, Father, I just pray right now, those who are discouraged, Lord, that have contacted me and that need help, Lord, and are praying for their family members, Lord, all those people right now, Lord, we just join together as the body of Christ, God. And we say, Lord, your kingdom come and your will be done on these people, this earth, as it is in heaven right now, God. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Thanks for being here. God bless you and keep you. Let his light shine on you and give you peace.